Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk about the wonder and the beauty of expectancy, and that's something God invites us to, right?
Well, I think that the amazing thing is yes, it's Advent, and Christ has come the first time, but we're waiting for Christ coming the second time. So we live in this constant state of expectancy. We are the perpetual, continual Advent people who are constantly waiting for Christ's return with eager anticipation. And I think to live with that kind of expectancy is it's really to make a space in us for God to dwell in us, for us to go ahead and be part of birthing a new kingdom into this world. I think, you know, it's Christ could have chosen, Susie, to come in a day. He could have chosen to come in a twinkling of an eye, like he will come the second time. But when he came the first time, he chose to come and really, over a nine-month period, unfurl inside a young girl's womb. He was formed, quote unquote, over a season. And I think that's the wonder of Advent, is that Christ is inviting us to be transformed over a season, and to not be so caught up in perhaps a cultural Christmas that we miss an opportunity to enter a season of expecting Christ in our life, and expecting him to be changed, to reflect him in our world, and use that time to bring more of Christ's kingdom to our own families and our own community.
So good. Well, in the book you describe the Jesse tree. Talk about what the Jesse tree is.
Well, it comes from that verse that I'm so taken with right now, Isaiah 11:1, that says that it actually is this announcing that out of Jesse's family, that's been cut off, David's family, it's been cut off because of the way they handled what God, the stewardship God had given him as king. They've been cut off. But out of that stump, stump is never a stump, comes this shoot, and that shoot is Jesus. So that Jesse tree is referring to David's family, which is Jesus' family. Jesus is part of David's family. So you're going back and you're tracing out Jesus' family line, starting in Genesis all the way up to his birth that we read in the New Testament. When you open up the New Testament to read of Jesus coming, you always start first with what? The genealogy of Jesus. So what we're doing in that Jesse tree is you're covering the genealogy of Jesus. And I think it's so exciting, Susie, that at the time of Jesus' birth, in genealogies, women weren't named. There was only men were named. Yet Jesus chooses in his genealogy to name not one woman, but four women. And all four of those women are women that felt like cast asides, never beens, completely uncherished, neglected, not wanted, not appreciated. And Christ names them as his. And I think that gives such hope for us women that Christ cares, and he sees us, and he knows us in our messiness and how we feel. I was raised in a non-Christian home. I understand getting that feeling of coming from the wrong side of the tracks and not coming from a place that's all polished and put together well, but coming from a place that's really messy and really broken. And Christ says, that's okay. I came for you. Will you come and take me?